There is a future for us. Here as we are, or somewhere else.
Nothing to her.
Hello, Alison.
I wanna hold you. your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
We need some help and I'm
hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
Seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel at night into my life and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine E. And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
Come on. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
We need some help and
hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table. Whoa, whoa. I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent stride. In a sharp tuxedo, it goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
We need some help and
hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
We need some help and
hello, Allison.
Y'all ready to get funky?
The most important part of dance is music. So now let us listen to the music and identify the beats.
But that was too soft.
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast. Hey.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
Get hot in here.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
Fast Feet.
Full Mix.
On Radio Sega.
Yo, yo, yo. This is JetZep Radio, and you're listening to your resident DJ, Professor K. We're grinding hard, and we're playing some fat beats. Nah, not really. We're listening to Fast Beats Bow Mix. Hello, welcome. It's another Sunday night, and we return after a short break, once again, after many problems, but we'll sweep them aside and just get elected with us and carry on a nice clean show, which is a bit of a joke there, really, because it's not very clean at all, is it? It's a dirty pirate station of the radio, of the Sega and the radio community there, shall we say. Anyway, it's something, so yes. I'm FastFit, your host for the next hour and a half, and this is a phone mix, so we always have callers, but we're going back to our sort of strategic, normal sort of people that just, you know, chatting with us on the phone, as it were. So, I have fellow callers in. I have with me tonight, Gerbil Bay.
Hello.
I have Darkstreak.
Hey.
I have Shadid.
Hi.
It's very quiet tonight, so... if it goes like this, it might be the Whisper Mix. we also have... joining us for a rare occasion, we have Resident SD.
Hello! Sorry, as Shadid was quiet, I thought I'd try and balance it out.
Everybody. Everyone's just sitting there, just trying to adjust their volume. It's loud, it's quiet, it's loud, it's quiet.
What? It's too painful. Why do I listen to this show?
We have regular Ryo Nakage, too.
Hello, and to the IRC, I'm asking, do you understand the concept of love?
Ooh. One of the many questions we'll be posing tonight. Yes, apparently.
No, you
SJ
do not,
with us. Yeah, save for a minute. We need to introduce who's with us. So yes, I didn't catch that last time. So SJ is with us again.
Hello.
And we also have Sora the Oxy.
It's a pronounced Oxy, but whatever. And what have you been doing?
Oh, I've just been, trimming the lawn, you know, tidying up, you know, just the usual thing, you know. I don't know, how have you been? How's your hair going, anyway? This is not a hair salon. This is Radio Sega, damn it. We talk Sega. So, yeah, sorry for mispronouncing your name, but that does mean you're going to be the new Gonic, by the way.
Oh,
it's just Pikachu.
Yeah, it is.
Just... actual real name on
Pikachu just sounds like a dirty pervert name, doesn't it? Hey, Pikachu!
The show's turned already.
That's true.
Oh, good.
It's not
that's
like
gotta be a Phoenix record. It's gotta be.
This week, the show is going to start changing a little bit to what we normally do. Each week, we're going to be having a bit of a theme. Basically, we're going to have a different game each week that the music is going to be entirely from that game, and the discussion is mainly going to focus around that. But those of you are probably going, but I want to request my Sonic Adventure 2 music, or I want, you know, Bayonetta or something like that. Well, that's fine. If you want to request it, go ahead. We'll still play other music, but we'll mainly theme the episode towards a particular game. This week,
Jet Set Radio, you may have guessed already, if you haven't already. And if you haven't played it, you're a fool, because it's an awesome game. But we'll be talking more about that in a minute as well. But just to start off the show, if you're not in the IRC room already, where we obviously have people who aren't talking to us on the phone, then you can chat to us in the chat IRC room, like texting and typing and all that stuff, which you can find out and cough and whatever. And you can find that at www.radiosega.net. You can also find out more about the show there and more details on how to tune in and request bits. But if you can't be bothered to visit the website, if you want to request music, you can do it by being in the IRC. Or if you can't be asked to be in there, then you can come onto Twitter and just send a message towards me, or just a tweet at Fast Feet Media, or the easier to remember name, at Sega Media. So.
Are you implying our listeners are really lazy, by the way? Oh, if you can't bother to be in there, if you can't bother to be there.
I'm implying it's Sunday afternoon or night, and it's quite a laid-back day generally anyway, so...
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Resident SD, this is the Sega community we're talking about.
Sega community, aren't there? It's the Sonic community you got to worry about.
What are you saying? The Capcom community goes out and does a lot of running or something? I go for a run and halfway through, Hyokan! That's my get fitness regime. So, yeah. No, I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, you know, there are various ways of communicating with us. That's all. So, yeah.
We're very social.
Lazy social, it would appear.
Yeah. He's so...
So yeah, I thought that would be a good idea, because phone makes me just sort of talk bollocks each week. A bit more of a structure, really, by just going, right, we're going to talk about a game in particular. And don't get me wrong, we talk purposeful bollocks at the end of the day. We actually do have a bit of fun, and I think everyone in the RC would agree with that as well. So, yes, maybe some treats coming on later on as well, and good kinds of treats too. So, yeah, stick around for that as well, really. I think the other reason I've started doing shows for Firmix just on particular games is a lot of us just think, oh, we talk about Summer Sonic each week, or Sonic stuff every week, really. So we should broaden what we talk about a little bit here. Expand the listeners' views and ours, perhaps, too.
Somehow it will somehow stay Sonic.
It always does. It always comes back to that blue guy.
Why is he always still the one? Why am I?
Why am I?
He just runs so fast, he's everywhere.
It's like God.
You're talking about Jet Set Radio? I'll run over there.
Someone
said the other day, you promised me rings.
The Jet Set Radio reminded them of Sonic. But how?
It's like, what's that? Shibuya Terminal? That must mean Sonic.
Yeah. Yeah. Skating, I was on a board once. Riding, is that close? No? Yeah?
Oh. Seems to think that when they're skating along, they skate like Sonic runs, so... That makes sense now. Yeah, Shadow, of course, really. This is my missus in the background, by the way, just shouting profanities, you know. Sort of bad Shadow profanities.
And gun. Excuse me, the police officer just said gun.
Oh, be quiet about gun.
Can someone tell me why there's a girl on the internet?
Hold on, this again.
Women on the internet. Breaking news.
Sorry. You guys have met a girl in real life as well at some point, I would have assumed, because you just come on, like, if I guess some of you guys come on and just saying there's a girl on the internet, ooh, get all excited.
We're just trying to live up to the 4chan rules of the internet, so don't blame us.
Look, rule of the internet one, particularly if you're a guy, you know, easiest thing to find on the internet, or quite obvious there, apart from finding useless shit on eBay, yeah, porn. You know, there's girls there.
I turn you on.
We're classier than that. Come on, not much classier, but
yeah, of course. Radio Sega, nor Sega Media, or Fastmedia instigates the use of pornography on the internet, of course.
Well, Gavi might, but he's not here, so.
Yeah, he's off watching porn elsewhere.
Is that what it is? Yeah. So he can't be here tonight. He's currently watching porn.
He's by the Eiffel Tower, if you're wondering.
Yes.
Oh, an Eiffel Tower. But anyway, let's move away from all that malarkey. Yeah, Jet Set Radio. So I want to hear some good thoughts, because we've probably had some good banter about Jet Set Radio already. Jet Set Radio really was an iconic game for me. Not only for the visuals, first game ever to use cell shading, but just a really fun game to play, no matter whether you're a gamer or not, and perhaps one of the first casual games in a sense, maybe. But going around, and it had sort of elements of GTA, because, you know, you could go around and spray paint things, which is sort of illegal in some respects. Yet Sega put that disclaimer saying, well, graffiti is art, it's a crime, we don't know what we're talking about, but it'll be alright.
So just don't do anything that'll get us in trouble, alright? Basically.
Yeah, don't come spray paint my house, you know?
It does say when you start the game up that graffitiing is illegal and you shouldn't do it, etc, etc.
In the same manner, driving cars
I've just loaded up the game and it says graffiti is a crime. Don't do it.
Yeah. It's worded a bit differently, but yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they were a bit more convoluted than that, but that's basically what they meant. Just no, basically. Graffiti, no. Just no.
Unless you're in an art studio, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
So general sort of idea of the game of Jet Set Radio is that you're part of a gang called the GGs, a set of people who go around and are in Tokyo. They look after their turf, the area, by spray painting graffiti on it and just marking their territory as it was. And the whole story ensues from only the Rukaku police, and also from rival gangs as well, from the Lost Shockers to various other ones as well, really, but very, very uniquely styled as well. And I think part of the reason I'm putting this on is it has awesome sounding music, down from Richard Jakes to Mix Master Mike, and all the way over to Jurassic 5, oddly enough, as well, so it has some good music on there as well.
I don't know much about Jet Set Radio, but I have already found some favorite tracks of mine.
Well, that's it. The music does appeal, gets you pumping, makes you want to skate around and spray paint the crap out of things. But you know, it's part of the whole. It came around like just after sort of a lot of the Tony Hawk's games came out, and that was sort of, you know, a lot of people had played them and had wanted to, you know, were into that sort of game. So yeah, it came across probably one of the reasons I was into it as well, really, because there's not a really complicated trick system in it or anything like that. You can skate around. The tricks are sort of automated, really, but you can sort of switch where you grind on rails and skate around and that sort of thing. And there are some massive jumps in them as well, really, so. And also saying, obviously, Jet Set Radio came out on the Dreamcast on the 24th of November 2000 in Europe, at least. And then had a successor, obviously, on multi-platform, well, not multi-platform, but on the Xbox, once Sega went multi-platform, with Jet Set Radio Future as well. So the tracks you're hearing tonight are from both those games. And let's not forget that also Jet Set Radio also got released on a Game Boy Advance as well, obviously after Sega went multi-platform as well. The music doesn't sound too bad for a Game Boy Advance game, actually, as well, so we'll play a bit of that.
That's amazing. It's hard to believe it's actually from the Game Boy Advance. It's unbelievable.
So yeah, so we'll celebrate that tonight, and also the fact that Jet Set Radio, of course, is being re-released via Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, as one of the Dreamcast re-releases as well, so get your hands on it if you haven't played it yet. It's absolutely awesome, because I really want to instigate and nag the hell out of Sega to make another Jet Set Radio game, because it's awesome. I've already got plans on how to make the next game, but when I mentioned it at Sega Europe a couple of years back,
you and the other 1,000 Sega fans was, want other.
Yeah, I mentioned it when I went up for Mario & Sonic Olympic Games, the first one. We went up and had a chat there, and not Kev, but the other community guy from Sega Europe. I was chatting to him about it as well, really. So if he's listening to this, you know, come on. See if we can pitch up the idea a bit higher up, come on. Not the Archange UK will be listening, but you know, or even do much about it. But come on, you know, it's a change from doing Summer Sonic stuff, so. Which he hates, well, he doesn't hate now, but you know, drives him a bit nutty every year.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I have the man he used to be.
So in a similar theme to those meetings in America. Hi, I'm Fast V and I'm a Jet Set Radioaholic. I love Jet Set Radio for these reasons. I already said why I like it. Is that a Dreamcast in the corner? Get sit down! Hey. So I'm gonna just see what you guys think of it, really. If you played it, if you haven't, what you thought of it. I'm guessing you've heard at least the music from it. So starting off, Gerbil Bay.
Oh, I had the original Dreamcast version for the Dreamcast, yes. It wouldn't make sense. And to be honest, I found it quite hard at the beginning, probably because I was pretty young at the time, and I had no idea what to do. But now, growing up, I really do enjoy it. It's a good game.
Yeah. Cell shading was the iconic bit of it, I think, though. It captures people's eyes and the music. I mean, I was reviewing games a while back, you just split up the gameplay, the music, and the graphics and that sort of thing, really, and it did shine very well in all those areas, and we did hit a lot of points that you want from a game, generally, as well, being an original game at that point. Moving on, Darkstreak, what do you think of Jet Set Radio? Favourite thing?
Well, everything about it is the music. Said it is, like, one of the best parts of the game is the music, and it does actually make, like, listening outside of the game makes me want to go skate around. Makes me want to go skate around my university campus right now.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, we've got a bit of time. If you've got a camera or a camcorder, it should whiz around a little bit, film it, and then send us, and we can have a look at the end of the show.
I'll try.
Sorry, crazy idea for my university days, but yeah, we won't go to that now. So. Maybe in a university episode or something, perhaps. Okay, anyway, moving on, Shadid.
Well, I can't say much because I haven't finished it when I was young, but the most iconic parts I thought of Jet Set Radio were mainly the music and the cell shading. Those were actually quite new when I saw them. And when I was playing with my brother, I actually had fun.
You sound like you're reading out of a book. I mean, it was a young day in my house. The wind was strong, yet we were indoors playing Jet Set Radio.
It went on.
Yeah, cell shading. It was the first game, to my knowledge, the original Jet Set Radio, to use cell shading. And you know what gets me about this is that cell shading, as far as I know, I'm not saying this is true. It probably is, but I don't know if it is. So cell shading, it appeared in Jet Set Radio and Sonic Shuffle afterwards as well. No, it says Sega games, and then more recently we've seen it appear in a number of different things, like Zelda at one point it's appeared in. There are other games that have used it as well. Simpsons games it's turned up in as well, so it's been used by a number of publishers. So me thinks that it would make sense that once Sega went multi-platform and no longer had a console, they perhaps recuperated a bit of money by selling off the rights or the ability to use cell shading, if that is the way it would work, when they went multi-platform. Just an idea, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Resident SD, thoughts, comments, queries? Leave them here.
Yeah, I can't really talk. I'm being chased by the cops at the moment from just actually doing some of this spray painting. So, I haven't actually played the game that much, which, you know, it's shameful, really. So I thought, as soon as I heard Jet Set Radio, I'm going to boot it up and just playing a little bit of it now. So I haven't played a lot of it. I haven't played the sequel either, but certainly the graphical style of it is fantastic. You said, you know, as far as I'm aware, I'm with you. I believe it is the first cell shader game. It looked beautiful on the Dreamcast and a cracking job on it. I haven't played the Xbox version, so I'd be interested to see what that looks like. And when the music is just phenomenal. You don't need to play the game to enjoy the music. It just works outside of it. But you boot the game up and it just makes the gaming experience even better. So I know it's similar to what everybody else has said, but I think those definitely are the defining characteristics. Fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, it did sort of, alongside Sonic, this is one of the games that sort of pushed me to really enjoy Sega as a games publisher, and it's kept me following them to today, to be honest, really. and even perhaps towards Radio Sega and the DJing side, because it is a sort of it really sort of puts a lot of DJing points across with Professor K in it. Looks really funky happening, and just add the cell shading in his cutscenes. It's brilliant. And the final boss is a turntable, essentially. Not the actual turntable, but the level is a turntable, so it's really weird. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this game was a great advert for Sega back in the day, because it was so sort of unique. They were, you know, trying new things and taking gambles and trying to take advantage of the hardware. So, yeah, it was definitely a great time for them.
Aiming for the pop culture.
Mm. Yeah. It looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, you know, other people were doing a sort of trick-based game, but they decided, right, let's take it on a new spin, let's try and revolutionise it. And they didn't really sort of take advantage of it by creating lots of different games. There's only ever been two in the series, but still, it was a great departure, and I really do need to get Jets of Radio Future. I need to give that a go.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but we'll move on to Future in a minute. Okay, Leon Akage, what do you think of the graffitians?
I had Jet Set Radio on the Xbox, and like from the moment I first started playing, I was like, oh my god, this looks so beautiful. I was like, screw all these rest of the NES games and all those other ones. Ah, I want to play this. And it was like, one of my favorite areas of Jet Set Radio was the Ben 10 area with the, like, it was all night and stuff. And yeah. I was like, and just like the soundtrack that came along with it was really nice. Just it's like complicated grinding areas from going from building to building, and just it was also enjoyable, and yeah. That's good on you, Sega.
I mean, that night stage was really atmospheric to play, and there's just so many stairs lying around it. It was really fun to play that part as well. And it was prime to do all the combos on stage. And the difficult thing about Jet Set Radio is it's really simple to jump onto something, grind on the rail or something like that. You don't have to balance or anything like that as well. You can use some of the buttons to keep doing tricks, effectively, and it's just tapping the button. But you have to do it in rhythm, in time with things as well. And obviously jumping from rail to rail and doing a big combo, that is not easy. So it's simple yet difficult in some respects, doing the combo moves and getting a big score. So like any game, it was about the score, of course, well, how many points you got as well, but obviously finishing the graffiti as quickly as possible and beating the police up, sort of.
Yeah, it was a weird way to defeat them, though. Because you had to go straight into them, then graffiti their backs, and then they're defeated.
Ooh, I'll do that now. Where are you?
Okay. They never put a one.
Oh no, he's telling me to run! Ah! Don't beat me up!
They can never pull.
There's one resident that he gets. Go on.
He's like, oh no, my clothes are all graffitied. Oh, I have no power anymore. I still have my gun and all, but I can't do anything.
Really posh poker in his face. Oh, I have to stop. Oh, laundromat, let's go! okay. SJ, what do you think from what you played or seen?
I played the second one, which is for the Xbox, and I thought it was really imaginative, because I never played that game before. Well, I lie, I played the demo version of the Dreamcast one, but that was when I was... when HMV had the Dreamcast pods and that up to demo it, and I was rubbish at it. I was absolutely rubbish at it. I played Future, and I was getting into it, and it was really interesting. But as you said, the combo system's tricky as hell. And I just can't find the rhythm for the trick combo. So yeah. When it comes down to the trick combo challenges, I suck.
Yeah, like I say, it's easy but difficult. But yeah. Okay, we'll finish off before we go to a musical break with Sora the Oopsie.
That's what I guess. Maybe my first Pokemon. Anyway, I have never actually played the game. but from all you talking and from me hearing the music, it sounds awesome. But from the music I heard, from the music I've heard from it, it makes you want to play it more. The way it just seems to flow so smoothly. And one of my favorite tracks is finally remembered, the name, The Funky Dealer. I'd like to get my hands on Jet Set Radio and actually play it.
Definitely, yeah. So, I mean, from all the collective opinions there, without a doubt, a classic game. As much as we can call it classic, I mean, it's been, well, it nearly is 10 years since the original came out, so 9 years, whatever. But yeah, enough time to consider it a classic, well, as far as I'm concerned as well. And it's just one of those games that if you didn't have a Dreamcast and you missed out on, you missed out, essentially.
Yeah.
All right, that was a bit of a bad line, but hey, you know, give me some credit, you know, I'm just trying to work with what I got.
Bit of improv here and there.
Right, for that, we will go to a musical break, I think, really. Like I said, you can still request any music from Sega or Sonic games, so just hit me up at Twitter by tweeting at FastFeetMedia or at SegaMedia, which is slightly easier to remember. And someone did ask me earlier about the Twitter feed, because we're obviously moving over to SegaMedia. They are both in use at the moment, but shortly we will close the FastFeetMedia account and you will just have to use SegaMedia as well. A lot of people who use FastFeetMedia on Twitter and that account, they are following SegaMedia anyway, really, so I don't see it being a big problem. But yeah, if you're following FastFeetMedia and you're not following SegaMedia, switch to that. That's all I can say on the matter. So yeah, okay, so seeing as the music's quite iconic, any suggestions for the next track, guys?
Funky Dealer was just mentioned.
Mom's sleeping. Don't wake mom.
Let mom sleep.
Yeah, let mom sleep.
But also, what was the track from the night area, the Ben 10 area?
There wasn't any specific track for each level, that's the thing. Because the music mixed into different tracks, so.
Shit.
I say let mom sleep first.
Definitely classic. Well, how about we compromise? Let mom sleep and then we'll have Funky Dealer afterwards.
Hey.
Fair enough. Okay, you're listening to Fast Feet's Phone Mix here on Radio Sega. We'll be back shortly after some funky and classic Jet Set Radio music. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Fast Feet Phone Mix. On Radio Sega.
Let's look at the funk. Could you stop playing with that radio, Lord? I'm trying to get to sleep. Look at the funk. disturbing. I ain't a winner. Pay the front line, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Get your bets now, ladies and gentlemen. Four fours to point, mark four. Ace, two, scrap, 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 mark four. Scrap, scrap, want four. Scrap, want four. Wants the hot four. Five wants four.
Check me out, y'all.
Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Four, and he made us the hard way. Hey, the front line takes the hard. You have a shooter and a good one. Coming out for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point of nine. Place nine. Eight shooting for nine. Five shooting for nine. He's a rolling point is nine. Place nine. Eight shooting for nine. Five shooting for nine. Who wants to come? Six to point.
Check me out, Tom.
Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets. Place your bets. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. So funky.
So funky. Check me out, y'all.
Eight, two for nine. Five, two for nine. He's a rolling point of nine. Place nine. Eight, two for nine. Five, two for nine. Who wants to come? Ladies and gentlemen. take it easy.
Tracks and their awesomeness as they are. So during that music break, we had having the bassline DS mix, and that is what we're having on the background right now as well. Having the bassline, just a sort of garage chill out music before you play the game itself, really. But before that, we had I Like It Like That, Sweet Soul Brother, BBB Rights Mix, Funky Dealer, all of those from Jet Set Radio Future. And first track in the music break was Let Mom Sleep, of course, none other. So yeah, someone has a very quick age, yeah, shall we say. Do I smell a Dreamcast emulator?
Show, you know.
You can detect a Dreamcast emulator there.
Well, yeah.
It's what Null DC sounds like, yes. Anyway. Yeah, well, we could go on just going about how great the game is and everything like that, but we do like a bit of fun on the games as well. And I was just saying to some of the guys is that the Radio Sega RC room, particularly when a lot of Jet Set Radio music comes on as well, it doesn't sort of turn into, it turns into sort of a lyrics page, so it's more like, you know, Radio Sega, you know, it's the radio station, not where you sing along, but where you type along to the music.
Thank you.
just listening along and you're just sort of subconsciously doing it like, oh fuck, the lyrics coming out of nowhere.
Well,
it's, it'd be like Gavi who started it with his Gavioke. He set the precedent.
Oh,
they'd all just went down from there, to be honest.
Oh, so they've got the coin of them Gavioke. I wonder what Hagioke would be like.
Yeah.
I've been over this many times. It sounds like a dialect.
It sounds like a monster version of karaoke. That's my impression of a monster, by the way.
Oh, Garvey, quit. What's up with that?
It's me sacked again.
Oh. But there's other things as well. I mean, I love having a bit of fun with the music as well. IO10 from Jets of Radio Future is one of the favourites on Radio Sega as well, really. And like, you listen to some of the lyrics, it just sounds like it could be sort of like, you know, a perverted sort of dodgy shopper, you know. I was watching her just in the aisle, sort of thing. I can't remember the lyrics. That's where I need to play it, look in the chat room, and follow it. But that's to me, it sounds a little bit of, that's okay. I've just been in aisle 10 the entire time. There's a girl there, I'm watching her, I'm in aisle 10. Security are taking me out.
Why did I buy some binoculars from aisle 4?
So how many times have you been sacked, Resident SD?
Oh, many million.
I know that wasn't me who asked the question, but hey.
Oh, I've answered it. I was going to answer it in the chat, but it's easier on the air. Yeah, many times, D'Artagnan. More times than I'd care to remember. More times than I've had hot dinners. And you've had hot dinners. And Trigon, and me, you know, responding. Everybody else in the chat room had hot dinners.
Hot dinners? All 10.
Frozen food? All 13. I'm lucky.
They're a side stab, though. What the heck?
But unfortunately, Dreamcast consoles in the returns department.
Wow.
Need that sound effect for Sonic 1.
I'm like on YouTube right now and I'm watching some of the gameplay footage and you can actually grind up the...
Your Dreamcast is having its time of the month, isn't it? Leave me alone!
It's like the trial show all over again.
I'm trying to say, if we do a Fomix, it's like as rubbish as trial.
You know what? What, Josh? You can play that game. Hold on.
Oh, it's going to be the random beep show.
Dreamcast Emulation Simulation Symphony.
But like the gameplay I've seen on YouTube, you can like grind up some light posts. Not grind on up. Grind up light posts, okay?
Pretty cool.
Alright, well, whilst you fiddle with your DC,
I think we know who the hag will be.
Some people don't know. I mean, actually, this is something you guys might not know, actually, is that I'm actually thinking of reviving Jet Set Radio fairly recently, as recent as about 2007, 2008. And I'm not sure who was instigating it, but they were pitching a lot of concept artwork to Sega and stuff like that, because I've got it lying around here somewhere. I'm fairly certain a quick Google Images search will herald some sort of concept artwork you may not have seen before, which is from a genuine pitch, from what I believe. And I've written a number of times on how, since the Wii came out, motion controllers and so forth would allow you to do Jet Set Radio in a completely new way, and that'd be really fun as well. I'm not so sure about the graffiti side, that's probably maybe why they didn't do it, but bear in mind a lot of the consoles, in fact all the consoles, are getting motion sensitive controllers now. It would be ripe to play Jet Set Radio and to just have the movement, so you just do a circle to a circle, a semicircle, and that would do the spray painting side. And that's one of the differences you get between Jet Set Radio and Future. Jet Set Radio, you had to use your analog stick to rotate it in the right direction to spray paint a bigger piece of artwork. Smaller ones, you just tap the trigger and it just sprayed it. And that's how it works in Jet Set Radio Future. You just hold down the trigger to spray paint, and that kind of takes the fun out of it as well. Because when you have to use the analog stick in the first game, and the police are coming after you, you've really got to make sure you get your moves right. It adds a bit of pressure to the game and challenges you. So I think that was a bit of a bad idea taking that out, personally. So that could be a whole new way.
It's sounds like to me they were trying to make it easier because maybe they're getting a few complaints about how hard it is to get it, but you know, trying to get new gamers in, so
yeah, broaden the audience perhaps a little bit. They certainly tried doing it in the UK, because I remember that Sega GT and Jet Set Radio were bundled with the Xbox for quite a substantial period of time as well. They were out for quite a while, so obviously they're very popular and got bundled with it quite a lot. So if you do want to get a hold of Jet Set Radio Future, because obviously there's no re-release happening anytime soon as we know of, you can pick up an old copy pretty easily, I'd imagine, and it is on the Xbox 360 compatibility list, so you can play it on your 360, and having played it last night, pretty damn smooth, I've got to say. Comparing that to, say, something like Sonic Heroes, which isn't very compatible, we can tell the graphics are just a little bit jerky, and it does look like it's come from, you know, homebrew emulator, rather than...
You mystically fall through the floor.
Mystically. So there's that. There are a lot of pictures of people trying to get the game going again, really. And there even was like a community for it, you know, around 2001-2 with Jet Set Radio sites. It wasn't very many, but there was a small community building there. Probably about as big as the Knights community now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Knights is getting bigger now that people are finding out about it. When I actually first saw Knights when the Wii was actually coming out, I wasn't too impressed. But now, so many years later, I finally pick up the game and played it, and I'm liking it. The graphics are surprisingly good for a game that came off of the Wii so early.
Goodness! Cell shading is like that sort of aging cream for the games industry. The games don't age, it seems. They just look really good all the time.
Did Jet Set Radio have VMU support?
In what way?
I can't remember. Like Sonic Adventure for Dreamcast, you had the little Chao Garden thing.
I think the only support may have been in the whole create your own graffiti tag sort of thing, really. I mean, you could exchange tags maybe and stuff like that. So, you know, when you've made your own artwork in the game, you might have been able to transfer it, but I'm not sure on that one, to be honest. It has been a while. But give me 20 minutes, I'll go find out.
I've got the Wikipedia.
Or probably Wikipedia, you know. It's probably easier.
Long. Yeah, I mean, you could do that online. Just looking at the box here, saying that you can do your graffiti tags and then upload and download via, of course, the Dream Arena service. But I don't think there was any games wise on the VM. You obviously use it for saves, but I don't think you did anything like that. You use the online for that, which I guess would make more sense rather than trying to swap them on VMUs just to download them from a central server somewhere.
Apparently it does have a game on the VMU.
Aha! So completely forget everything I've just said then. I was completely wrong.
What is it?
It doesn't say.
Don't keep it to yourself.
It doesn't say. It's got a games list.
I don't know. That's something for you to find out, seeing as you sort of self-volunteered for that task. Who here is actually playing the Dreamcast emulator anyway? That was making all the noises earlier.
Josh.
Yeah, that was me.
That's alright, I was just trying to identify the hag this week, that's all. Your name should now be Josh Hag.
I thought it was Godic.
Joshnik, I don't know. Where is Godic anyway? He's hiding. He must have found out that Fomix was coming back on and decided to hide and just stay under the covers this week to avoid being hagged, perhaps. I'm not trying to deliberately make him a hag every week. I just, you know, a couple of weeks in a row, he just messed things up and he was being a bit of a bastard, basically, so I think he deserved it. Yeah. This is all fair, I think.
He deserves it, especially on the days when he's not around.
I'm just gonna give him a break this week, I think. If I hag him this week, he's probably not gonna turn up again. We don't wanna harass or haggarass or our listeners, and then they won't come back, so no. Anyway, that's enough of using hagging words. It's stretching my vocal cords too much. So there is obviously that rare fact that, you know, people are trying to pitch the game again. I've always suggested Jet Set Radio Past. Bear in mind you've had Jet Set Radio, and that's kind of the present, and Jet Set Radio Future, so the logical order is Past. And I figured, well, wouldn't it be awesome to have it like in the 60s or 70s or something like that? And, you know, you've just got those like afros and hippie sort of hairstyles and that sort of thing. That would work really well, I reckon. And then I think this is where Jet Set Radio lacks, is multiplayer. Now, they had it in Jet Set Radio Future, where you had four-player split-screen, but it's not like you could go around the levels and do co-op or anything like that. It was just a multiplayer arena, and you'd have to tag things. And especially, bear in mind, it was just a simple, you know, trigger press to tag things. I don't think it was very fun multiplayer. But, you know, online multiplayer game, or massively multiplayer online tagging game, sounds like brilliant fun to me. Because you come back the next day and someone would have tagged all your turf and you'd be like, oh, I'm not having this, you know, put in your tag.
It's a future tagging game. that will make sense now. I mean, the online infrastructure is so much more advanced that something like that could be doable, couldn't it? Absolutely, exactly, could.
Yeah.
When Future came out, it was a launch game for the Xbox anyway. So again, Xbox Live was in its
exactly, yeah. It didn't exist at that point, yeah.
So for the love of God's sake, if you do that, make sure you bring a massive online multiplayer game, and, you know, similar to GTA perhaps, really, but just tagging, and make it fun, vibrant, and it'll be brilliant, you know?
Wait.
What they need to do is keep the same concept they tried to do with Nintendo, but add a little bit. I'm sorry, but you understand what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, don't mess too much with it. Just keep the essence of the last game. just twiddle little bits. Just twiddle them a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, see, yeah. That being a soundbite going into my next show intro. Okay. Yeah.
little bit. Little bit of tweaking.
That one just sounded wrong.
Yeah, sorry.
Sounds like one of you guys have been to a funky dealer tonight.
Don't be freaking me out, man. Ladies and
gentlemen. This show, I don't like it, not at all.
So many references. Oh,
you're twisting Naganuma's words now. What are you doing?
Let's keep scratching.
Sounds like some weird announcer. I wish we could press a case
in that sausages.
Bit. Let's keep scratching those sausages. Oh. We're very much just going off and talking rubbish again, so yeah, this is a very typical episode of the Phomix here.
I was going to go. That... Oh, no, wait.
What did I say?
I was asking, you said the way that they make the soundtracks in the game, they like sort of did it like it. You said they mixed the tracks.
They did, yeah.
So they would play sort of randomly, but they sort of would, you know, smoothly move over to another track.
To my knowledge, it seems that what they did of each level is they picked out about four or five tracks, because that's potentially how long each level would have lasted, about 10 minutes to 15, 20 minutes was the time limit usually. And I think they picked out those few tracks, and then they obviously had an order they worked out to mix it in. Or they programmed it in such a way that they mixed in a really good auto mix as such, really. But I think they obviously planned it ahead and mixed it that way. That's what it sounds like. Because that's what we're thinking of doing, possibly, because no one's ever done this. They've never ripped the mixes that are on the game itself as well, really. It's tricky, but I think it's doable, so we might see if we can get that up on Radio Sega and on soon to be Sega Media, of course, really, for download. So that'd be very interesting to play.
Ah. This is, yeah.
apparently there's been a conceptual art released back in 2009 or in 2006.
There we go, 2009. That's what I was talking about.
apparently Kuju Entertainment created a concept for a new Jet Set Radio game that would have been developed for the Wii, and proposed to tried to propose it to Sega. Unfortunately, they weren't interested. That was back in 2006, and I'll put this in the Skype, and I'll put this in the IRC as well.
Yeah,
make them the hag of the week. Great. Dare they? Josh, you could have a reprieve.
We want to have some comments on what you think of that concept. Do you think that should have been made? But yeah, get back to us on that one, and we'll discuss it in a little bit. We'll have another short musical break as well. Requests as usual, but I mean, we'll keep this a nice short musical break and come back to you with some unreleased Jet Set Radio tracks you may not have heard before that were meant to be in the game, but they didn't for one reason or another. So we do officially know they were meant to be in the game, but they weren't. So, yes. We can have a listen to them in a minute. But yeah, we're on Fast Beats Phonemix and you're listening to it. We'll be back after this short, funky remix and musical break from Jet Set Radio and Future.
This is Fast Beats Phonemix on Radio Sega.
Playing games with you. Tesla.
Jet Set Radio edition, as it were. So yes, we're back. Trying to settle my colleagues down as they are laughing to a point of losing their voices practically. So yeah,
we do try.
Yeah, so I asked the IRC room, the IRC room what they thought of that unreleased game. So let's have a little look into that as well.
Nothing, I think.
I think they researched into it too much because we tried to start a riot in the chat room, and yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't think much of it. Very much like Sega then, in that case, really. Okay. Right. I'm gonna play a number of unreleased tracks. Now these. We call them unreleased because either from commercial artists or they weren't placed in the game. However, we do know that they were, at one point or another, thought to be actually in the game. A good example of this is the first track is Rob Zombie and Dracula. This has been used in a couple of games and seemed like it was doing the rounds as far as being licensed in games went. Because I downloaded this track, I tried getting all the Jet Set Radio soundtrack because it was such a great one, very, very earlier on, probably before Fast Media was even existed, like 7 or 8 years ago. And Rob Zombie was one of the tracks as part of the list, but I was like, that's not in the game. So, it would make sense, to be honest, really. But, right. And in the good old Sounds Like Sega style, we're going to just run through these tracks. There's about 10, 15 of them as well, really, but because they're commercial music, we can't play the full track. So, we'll play through them, give you an idea of what they sound like, and I'll skip through them, and I'll tell you what they were afterwards. So bear in mind, you can actually just head over to www.fastfeetmedia.net and download these now. So you can get an idea of what they're like as well. Anyway, we'll quiet enough, and you can have a little listen in to these very rare and unreleased tracks from Jet Set Radio. We'll be back in 2 seconds once you've had a little taste of these.
Yeah.
Selection without objection.
Quite a long list of unreleased Jet Set Radio tracks. Like I say, unreleased in a sense that some of them are commercial music, so they're not part of the tracks we've got online, but were in the game, of course. And some of them just didn't get included in the game, but were very likely candidates for one reason or another. Now, just to let you know what was what, these are the tracks from start to finish. You have Rob Zombie, Dragula, David Soul, Donny Boy, Williamson Show, Lefty, Girls, Hip Hop Hockin, I'm bad with pronunciation, you can tell, Shovel, Hit List, Jurassic 5, Improvise, Instrumental, Cold, Just Got Wicked, Guitar Vader, Magical Girl, Obi-Wan, Many Stars, classic track, I love that one, David Soul, Miller Ball Breakers, OK House, On The Ball, they're actually from the game, Mixmaster Mike, Patrol Knob, Shovel, Set It Off, professional murder music, slow, grinder mix, Super Brother, David Soul, Upset Attack, Rob Zombie, What Lurks on Channel X, and David Soul, Yappy Feet, as well. So, those are all the tracks there. Like I say, you can drop on fastbeatmedia.net and get a hold of them there. Resident SD would classify this for me. They're probably not, but are they in the playlist, or are they just there, available on Radio Sega, just there, in case we need them?
Yeah, they're not available as of yet.
So, yeah. So,
that is the official line.
That is our official stance on the subject. Yes. No more.
Yes. If you got over to the Radio Sega, your CD is not there.
That sounded a bit of a Texan laugh there.
Oh, y'all.
Well, I think we might leave it at that for Firmix. We've had a good 2-hour show practically there to bring it back up to speed, I would say, really. And on that note, people are still asking about Sega Media. I did say a late August release, but as you may know, we always take a little bit longer at doing these things than usual, so website itself has been moving along quite nicely, but we're not quite there with launching it. So, if I'm honest, we'll give it another month. If not, hopefully it'll be sooner than that. I'd like to get that to you guys as quick as possible, because it's just going to be a completely new way of using the site, really. But we're kind enough to keep Fast Media up and keep that running as well. Because what I've got, essentially, is two sets of big downloads on the server, so lots of downloads there, and two lots of them, so two lots equals massive amounts of files on my small diddy server, so. I think an applause is in a round, actually, because, I noticed this week on Fastbeat Media that since we've started a counter, we've surpassed, well over now, 500,000 downloads, so.
Wow.
Done quite a few. Yeah.
Nice work, Mr. Fastbeat. Okay.
Thank you for that, but thanks to everyone else who's, you know, been using the site, and obviously, you know, we have a nice little system that works there, and we're going to improve upon it yet again, so, yes, that's where that's going. So, yeah, that is the Phone Mix for this week. Coming up on Radio Sega this week, I believe, unfortunately, there is no Sega Jukebox this week, and SJ will confirm or deny that.
There won't be one for a while.
Fair enough. So that probably means we're filling in your shoes then at some point, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
That's a yes. Well, we usually have to cover for you, so yeah. That's alright, you guys sometimes cover for me, so yeah. It's all good, all the stuff here, we look after each other, keep each other's back, so yeah. It's all good in the hood. Okay. So following from that will be Resident SD's Sega Ages show on Friday at 9. But just remind me, what's going on this week? Because it's somewhat similar to what we've done tonight. Can I say similar?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, if you don't like music from Jet Set Radio, don't even think about listening, because it's going to be it's a 10th birthday celebration for Jet Set Radio, Skies of Arcadia, and Fantasy Star Online, who all celebrate 10 years of being in existence this year. So it's just music from those three games. It was a theme suggested by Captain Clay Chaser, and I thought it was a good theme to go for, celebrating 10 years of three pretty awesome games. So it might be a shorter show than usual, but pretty much every track in there is going to be a belter, because all three of those games have got pretty good soundtracks. So hopefully it'll be a good one, and you'll enjoy listening to it. 9 o'clock UK time on Friday.
Good stuff. Some nice unique new bits for the show on Sega Ages. And then following on Saturday, you'll be able to find Saturday Night Sega, as usual. And on next Sunday, you can catch Archangel UK with the Radio Reader show as usual at 7, and we'll be back a week's time with Fast Week's Phone Mix again. So yeah, that's the schedule for you next week, and I think there might be another show being added to the Radio Sega roster, but we'll see about that, because I need to talk to everyone at Radio Sega so we can sort something out. But yeah, keep them peeled on Radio Sega and on Sega Media, because there will be some updates to our site this week, so you can peel them. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the final bosses from Jet Set Radio. There are so many more tracks we could put on from Jet Set Radio, Jet Set Radio Future, and Jet Set Radio Game Boy Advance Editions, but there's just not enough time in the show to play all of them, so we fit the best ones in, really. And those that you can't listen to, we haven't heard, you can download at Fast Media, of course, so you can check them out there. So yeah, it's goodbye from me, Fast Feet, and it's goodbye from my co-host this evening.
See you guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Yeah.
Goodbye, and always remember Michael's magic is everywhere.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm not leaving the show on that.
Silver and drugs.
What do we say about going to that funky dealer and hanging out in that aisle?
But Alice is a bad influence.
It's either that or you've been using the graffiti can for some other an illicit purpose, you know.
Woo!
It fumes off the graffiti.
That glass is good.
See, that's a much better idea to leave the show on. So yeah, don't sniff fumes, you will die, probably. But yeah, alright, well, it's bye from this week. We'll hopefully catch you all next week on Radio Sega for more Foamix madness. Bye bye all, we'll see you next week.
Alright.
Bye.
So here comes Grace and Glory, the final bosses from Jet Set Radio. Goodbye from this week. Get up.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Flip the raps, flips a trap, flip the raps, flips a trap. Flip the raps, flips a trap, flip the raps, flips a trap, flip the raps, flips a trap.